USA Radio News with John Hunt.
The FBI now believes the Saudi Arabian government almost certainly helps its citizens flee the country after they are accused of serious crimes, undermining the U.S. judicial process, according to a newly declassified document. The action is done in part to spare the wealthy Persian Gulf Kingdom embarrassment, according to the FBI. Intelligence officials believe the escapes from justice will continue without intervention by the U.S. government. The details are contained in an intelligence bulletin. The FBI released the document as part of a recent law pushed by U.S. Senator Ron Wyden, Democrat from Oregon, and signed by President Donald Trump that requires the FBI to publicly disclose what it knows about the Saudi government's suspected role in helping its citizens avoid prosecution. Thanks for spending part of your day with us. This is USA Radio News.
Maybe not today, maybe not tomorrow, but soon you'll need a plan and place to survive. Forget bunkers. You're not a live underground gopher. You need survivalist camps, the ultimate fully functional, off-the-grid mobile survival bug out house that's well equipped and custom built to outlast any other RV or trailer. Bold statement, you bet. See them now at survivalistcamps.com. That's survivalistcamps.com. Trust your family's survival to survivalistcamps.com.
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists, get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and slingbows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug-out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow, a new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.
A plane slid off an icy taxiway at Kansas City International Airport as a sprawling winter storm hit the Midwest, leading to the closure of schools and government offices. The Delta Airlines flight was taxiing to be de-iced before flying to Detroit when the nose gear slipped off the taxiway. There were no reports of injuries on the Airbus A319, which was carrying 123 passengers and a crew of six. Wall Street capped a milestone-setting week with a few more modest gains, nudging the major stock indexes to all-time highs. The S&P 500 index also notched the second straight weekly gain. Technology stocks powered much of the market's broad gain, along with communication service companies and banks. Energy sector stocks were the only decliners. Bond prices fell, sending yields higher. A report showing a December surge in new home construction, meanwhile, provided the latest encouraging snapshot on the U.S. economy. A solid retail sales report also revealed consumers are still spending at a healthy pace. This is USA Radio News.
Are you tired of high cable TV rates? Sign up for Dish today and get a $500 bonus offer while supplies last. Plus, lock in your price for 2 years guaranteed. Call All American Dish, your Dish authorized retailer now.
800-610-5739. 800-610-5739. That's 800-610-5739. Offers require credit qualification, 24-month commitment, early termination fee, and auto pay. Restrictions apply. Call for details.
The world's biggest food company says it will have to spend big to create a market for recycled plastics. USA Radio's Chris Barnes has details.
The Swiss giant Nestle saying it's going to spend around $1.6 billion to buy 2 million metric tons of recycled plastic over the next 5 years. Nestle says it will pay above the market rate in order to alleviate a shortage of used plastic suitable for food packaging. Many plastic items that get recycled don't end up being used for anything. The aim, though, in this case is to lure new suppliers into the recycling business. For USA Radio News, I'm Chris Barnes.
Secretary of State Mike Pompeo broke his silence over alleged surveillance and threats to the former U.S. ambassador to Ukraine, saying he believed the allegations would prove to be wrong, but he had an obligation to evaluate and investigate the entire matter. In interviews with a number of radio hosts, Pompeo said he had no knowledge of the allegations until earlier this week when congressional Democrats released documents from an associate of President Donald Trump's personal attorney, suggesting that Marie Yovanovitch was being watched. He also said he did not know and has never met Lev Parnas, the associate of Rudy Giuliani, who initially made the claims. Remember, you can catch up online anytime at usaradio.com. For USA Radio News, I'm John Hunt.